CFM Hockey is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Sabres is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Czech Law Office, Dave Czech Attorney, Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now with the pregame show, here's the voice of the Sabres, Greg Stewart.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening, everybody. We're at the Chippewa Ice Arena tonight for CFM Hockey. The Sabres and the Stars, not the Eau Claire Stars this time, the Western Wisconsin Stars, the co-op team with Somerset and Amory, New Richmond, Osceola, and St. Croix Falls. The Sabres are 10-9, 4-2 in the conference, and Western Wisconsin at 8-11-1, and 3-2 in the BRC. Glad to welcome Connie Feeney up here in the booth. And Connie, it's another big game for the Sabres here tonight. They beat the Eau Claire Stars here last Thursday by a 2-1 count, and now again, it's in their hands for the Sabres. If they want to win conference, get a little higher seeding at the end of the season here, the playoff time, it's up to them.
It absolutely is. They have an opportunity again because of that win on Thursday that they can now, you know, if they win tonight, they'll take the lead. And, you know, right now it's between them and the Fusion. But losing tonight would give an opening for the Western Wisconsin Stars to come back at that conference title. So it's got a win game. That's end of the season.
Yeah, and they've got the Fusion at home here in our last radio game next week.
A game they won the first time they faced them. And that's one of the few losses the Fusion have all year. And tonight, you know, absolutely CFM could come away with this win.
Yeah, St. Croix is ranked fifth in the state. Western Wisconsin comes in sixth. That was taken at the end of last week. And since then, they have lost two straight games. But their competition's really tough. They play nine Minnesota schools. Eight of those nine are double-A teams, you know, like Anoka, those kind of programs. So they're playing up a lot, this Stars team.
They are, and that, you know, it helps create a physical play for their team. So they do come out hard. But, you know, that's going to favor the Sabres. I think they're also a physical team, and sometimes they can get dinged for that here. Sometimes, you know, I feel like there's still that lack of understanding that just because it's women or girls hockey, there's still body contact.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
We've seen that.
Yes.
So CFM is on a bit of a roll here at the end of the season, and I was talking to Michaela Hogan, head coach of the Sabres, before we came up to the booth here today, and she said that she likes the way they're playing. Kind of a different team from the first half of the season. They really matured as a team, and she's seen the stuff that they did at the beginning of the year that was kind of frustrating. Hair-pulling stuff, they're not doing as much.
Absolutely, you know, and I think that's part of a growing team is when you have a younger group of freshmen coming in that are really good, but they still have to learn how to play high school hockey and play more disciplined hockey.
Well, Michaela's up here. Michaela Hogan, head coach of the Sabres, and we're just talking about you and how much, you know, you're pleased to see this team develop as the season's gone on. And looking at maybe game film from the first half of the season, the team has really matured here in the second half.
Yeah, 100%. Looking back on film from earlier this season, you look and you see things you didn't even realize right the first time around that now you see day-to-day out of the team. That's such an improvement, so much more impressive. We're a very different hockey team. That's expected with kind of new kids, new hockey style, new coach, all that good stuff.
Well, again, it's, you know, we said last week against the Eau Claire Stars, biggest game of the year. Now the biggest game of the year is tonight, huh?
Yeah, the luxury of winning the biggest game is you just get to have another one.
Yeah,
so now this game means a ton in seeding for the section, as the seeding meeting is this weekend, so we won't see the Fusion before then. But then I think almost, I don't want to say more importantly, but equally as important, it's for conference.
Right.
If we take this one and then play well next week against Fusion, you know, that might be the first conference championship we have in this program's history.
So you can put some separation between you and Western Wisconsin here tonight. I know the Fusion play at home against Eau Claire tomorrow night, and you told me you're rooting for Eau Claire.
No, Fusion.
Oh, you're rooting for the Fusion.
Those words are not Eau Claire.
Okay, sorry.
No.
Not Eau Claire.
At this point, we win the tiebreaker against Fusion from a seeding perspective because we only play them once and we won. So for Fusion to win, that would put us, if we win tonight, in a tie, and then we would own the head-to-head.
Okay. Yeah. So because you're facing the Fusion, you're rooting for them against Eau Claire.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
No other reasons.
Okay.
None at all. So, you know, what do you tell the team to prepare for this game as compared to the game before?
I mean, a lot of it is just continue doing exactly what we're doing. You don't want to get them too big, too high, but get them amped up with some good intensity. And just if we come out like we did on Thursday or even last Tuesday or like we've been for the last 2 weeks and play our hockey game, the one we've kind of settled into, we're going to be all right.
Played them a long time ago, the 5th of December. It was a game against Western
Wisconsin.
Feels
like a season ago. Season and a half.
Yeah, lost to him 4-2. Tell me about
that
game.
Second game of the season. I mean, that's straight up. It's the second game of the season. We hardly know who we are. We had a handful of freshmen who hadn't scored a goal yet who now have 15-plus.
Yep.
It was just a totally different hockey team. There wasn't this confidence. Our defense were playing chaotic because I feel like they didn't think they had anybody up front. I mean, I just don't even recognize them.
Yeah. And you've got the freshmen leading the team in scoring. Tell me about their development here this year. I mean, do they feel like, you know, we belong and we're comfortable out there and that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It didn't take too long. It took a couple games. And then I think we put a bunch of pucks in the net against North End Pines a couple games in. And from there, giving them kind of the reins on it. And Avery and Allison play well together. I had been told coming into the year that I should not put them on a line, but I feel like I have proven that wrong.
Yeah,
that's,
I would say so.
Ryan, our own assistant coach.
Yeah,
they've played well together for a very long time. It's good to see them. I've known these kids since they were 10U, and they've played well together.
Yes. Yeah.
They both know how to play hockey well.
Fab freshmen.
They make those around them play better as well. They have a good sense for what to do. It's been fun to watch them, but it's equally fun, like we talked about last game, watching some of the older, upperclassmen lead the team as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's fun for them to learn from them. And then it's also great to watch those two because there's a really good chance they don't play together all 4 years, right? So both of them learning how to put the puck in the net and how to maybe carry a line eventually.
Yeah.
It's a lot of growth for them this year.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight. Hope we can talk to you about a win on our postgame show.
Hope you have me in a good mood later.
Yeah, I hope
That's the goal too.
Michaela Hogan, head coach. In her first season as head coach, of course, assistant here for many years, and she's been involved in Sabres hockey and girls hockey here practically her whole adult life. And, of course, a player here for the Chi-Hi Cardinals and led them to a couple of state tournament berths and Hall of Famer, what can you say? Michaela Hogan doing a terrific job. 10-9 overall for CFM this year, 4-2 in the BRC, hoping to go to 5-2. After tonight against the Western Wisconsin Stars. This is our pregame show. We'll set things up, get you the goalie matchup, and continue on here on our WOGO pregame show here. We're also on YouTube TV, so subscribe to WOGO Sports on YouTube. And Connie, time for our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And what do you think? Let's get two in a row here. What do the Sabres have to do to come up with a W tonight?
Well, I think Coach Hogan mentioned it. I don't know if it was on the air earlier, but, they need to come out like they did against Hudson and they did against Eau Claire. They came out really fast, really hard from the start of the first puck drop, catching the other teams a little bit off guard. And, with the Western Wisconsin Stars, hopefully you can get a lead, get in their head, and, just take the game away from them. I mean, honestly, they just got to come out hard and fast away.
Put them away early.
Yes.
All right, so there you go. Our keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. This is Sabres Hockey, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Greg and Connie with you. Sam Aberle on YouTube tonight, directing that, and Gavin Bovey, our radio producer here tonight on WOGO and YouTube TV. We'll be back.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Point, yeah. Von Hayden's going to drive and score at the other end for the Cards, and he's fouled.
And Fournette's got a chance. Comes in. Shot! Oh, he fouled the back of the cage.
Now Claire steps in front of another pass. Pushes it ahead to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler down the lane. Count it. And one.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
It's Donation Night at Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls, February 3rd and 4th from 4 to 9 p.m. With 25% of sales donated to Homestead Elementary, Topper's makes their dough from scratch every day with fresh hand-cut veggies and piles of Wisconsin mozzarella. Don't forget the wings and topper sticks. Donation Night for Homestead Elementary is February 3rd and 4th from 4 till 9. Mention Homestead Elementary or use code HOMESTEAD on your online order. Topper's Pizza, next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Sabres hockey tonight here on WOGO on YouTube TV. Greg Stewart along with Connie Feedy here with the play-by-play coverage. Sam Aberle on YouTube and Gavin Bovey, our radio producer tonight. Last year, the Sabres split with the Stars, Western Wisconsin Stars, beating them in the first game 4-0 and then losing in the second game and hoping for a split here again this year because we lost to them in the first game 4-2. A couple of power play goals, the difference in that game for the Stars. Otherwise, you know, tied up game. They won it 4-2. They outshot us 30-18, but that was kind of a different era, a different team.
Absolutely.
Than we're going to see tonight, I think.
Yeah, much different team than what we have today. You know, the team has settled down, found their roles, bought into their roles, really bought into the program that they have with Coach Hogan, and they've been playing some great hockey.
Here's our goalie matchup tonight for the Western Wisco Stars. They're going to start between the pipes, Sierra Andert. She's a junior, her record of 4-8-1, goals against average of .280, and a save percentage of .904. Played a lot of Minnesota competition. They just lost to the Park Cottage Grove 5-1. That's a top-notch team, and, you know, they're playing teams like Hopkins and Anoka and, you know, some of those Minnesota schools, so they really play up. 9 Minnesota schools on their schedule. So Sierra Andert got the bulk of those, and she'll be in the net here for Western Wisconsin. And for the Sabres, it's Aubrey Dowd. She's also a junior at 10-9. Her record, .270 goals against average, and a save percentage at .899 here for Aubrey Dowd. And she has carried the load here this year for Michaela Hogan.
Yeah, she really has. You know, she's virtually the goaltender that they have, and they relied on her, and she stepped up to the task. You know, she has been pretty consistent lately, so that's been a really positive thing for her and positive for the team. And, you know, it sounds like the coaches really have a good – they do a good job of really building her up. and confidence, which is what you need to do with any
goalie. Absolutely.
Yes.
Especially if you only have one goalie that you can count on.
Yes.
You better make sure that they know that you can trust them.
Absolutely. They need to know that the coaches believe in them. And that alone can make a goaltender play well.
You bet. Positive thinking. So CFM winning four of their last five, seven of their last nine. Western Wisconsin comes in with a two-game losing streak after a six-game winning streak after a six-game losing streak. So they've been streaky this year for their head coach, Chris Lepper. In his second season, he's out of Burnsville, Minnesota. And Michaela Hogan in her first season as head coach of the Sabres. Last year, CFM at 13-12-1, 4-3-1 the BRC, and Western Wisconsin was 14-12-1, 4-4-0 in the BRC. Had a thrilling run in the postseason for the Stars team. They beat Onalaska 4-2, beat Hudson 4-3 in four overtimes in that sectional semi, and then lost to the Fusion in the sectional final 4-1. So that's what they're playing for. Chris Lepper said, we play all these preliminary games, 21, 22, whatever it is, preliminary games for those last three games in the postseason.
Yeah,
the ones that really count.
When it really matters, you either win or go home.
Right, exactly. So they've got some team players coming back on this team that were all BRC. Some of the girls, though, are out tonight because of illness. The stuff has gone through the Sabres, Chippewa area with the teams here. And just the bug is going through their team as well. They've got a bunch of girls that are scratched tonight because of the flu bug. They're missing one of their four seniors, Maggie Alberts, with a concussion. And I don't know if she'll be back in time for the postseason. But, they're a little down here, a little short on their bench here tonight.
All good things for CFM.
You
hate to wish anybody ill, but if that's the case, hopefully CFM capitalizes on the opportunity given them. Having a senior out can always be a good thing for another team to come in and kind of take advantage of that lack of leadership there.
So the Sabres playing the Stars for the second straight game, this time the Western Wisconsin Stars, the co-op team, Somerset Amory, near Richmond, Osceola, St. Croix Falls. And here come the Stars. Their black jerseys with the gray and white trim, and the Black Breezers with the gray and white trim, and the Sabres in their home gray sweaters with the black numerals and the red and black trim, and the Black Breezers setting up shop along the goal line with Aubrey Dowd, and we're just about ready for some girls hockey, down to a handful, less than a handful of games. We've got four games for both these teams each.
Wow. It feels like the season just started, but when you realize that, it's crazy how fast it goes. But then at the same time, you look at December, how long ago that was for this team.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, here's Tom Boydell, the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, with tonight's starting lineups.
First introducing the starting line for the Western Wisconsin Stars, in goal, number one, Sierra Anders. The defenseman, number five, Annika Olinsky. And number 10, Sophia Johnson. At center, number eight, Gabby Thompson. And the wings, number three, Ashley Jensen. And number 14, Izzy Johnson. And the rest of the Stars, along with their head coach, Chris Lepper, and assistant coach Tim Duggan. And now, ladies and gentlemen, before we introduce the starting line for the Sabres, we'll be introducing the youth hockey player of the day. Her name is Remy Post, who plays defense for the 10 and under River Hawks. A favorite hockey memory for Remy is scoring a hat trick, being escorted by Chippewa Falls Sabre number 6, Addie Biskin. Ladies and gentlemen, Remy Post, youth hockey player of the day. And now introducing the starting line for the Sabres, in goal, number 30, Aubrey Dowd. The defenseman, number 7, Ellie Ash. And number 17, Ashley Slew. At center, number 2, Avery Lindstrom. And the wings, number 12, Olivia Hare. And number 16, Allison Zhu. And the rest of the Sabres, along with their head coach, Michaela Hogan, and assistant coaches, Ryan Cole, and Colin Harvadez.
All right, there you go. Tom Voidel with tonight's starting lineups. And we'll have puck drop in just a couple of minutes. This is WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls Sabres on WOGO and YouTube TV. We'll be back.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
We serve to serve again. Wurzgalla Company.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
CFM Sabres Hockey tonight on WOGO Radio, WOGO.com, 680 AM, 103.1 FM, and on YouTube TV. Just like us on YouTube and subscribe to us, and you'll never miss a game. The action highlights there. Western Wisconsin starting a sophomore forward line, Jensen Thompson and Izzy Johnson up front. And for the Sabres, it is a couple of freshmen and a sophomore, Ju, Lindstrom, and Hare. And we're underway. There's a drop of the puck into the right wing corner, and the Sabres have it. Working it back to the point. Here's Ashley Sloop, loads up, a shot on net, and the save by Andert as she leapt out on the right post and corralled that one.
Nice hard shot right off the start. You know, we got the puck deep in the zone, moved it around. Yeah, it's good pressure right away to start the period. Only, you know, 23 seconds in. We'll take that.
Defensively, Sloop and Ash started out. Now we've got Geisler and Riley Biskin keeping some fresh players on the ice for Michaela Hogan. Here's Riley right now. We'll lob this one into the left wing corner. Comes in around Andert. And there's a battle for it in the corner, right wing corner, in the offensive zone for the Sabres. They get it in the low slot. Evelyn Pischer couldn't find the handle on it, and it's going to be Western Wisconsin. Charlotte Ray rides it up on the right wing wall. This one slides in behind. Dowd, and a shot.
Big save.
Just off the paint. Dowd got over and thumped that one off the pads onto the left half boards. And this one glides in behind the junior goaltender for the Sabres. So both the goaltenders making some pretty nice saves here to keep the score 0-0 up there, to keep the game scoreless. Here is Riley Biskin. Left wing elbow lifts this one up. Ricocheted off the skates of Quiddick. And this one brought into the low slot. A scramble for it there, and it goes in! Taryn O'Hara, the puck just went right on her tape. She was below the hash marks and found the right post and just slid that one in. It was not a lot of velocity on it, but Dowd was not over. And O'Hara gets the first goal of the game.
Yeah, you know, I noticed that whole shift of some of our defense there. We're acting a little lackluster, making some pretty, you know, weak passes, just not really in it to win it. And that's what happens. I was worried that was going to happen because they just weren't playing hard. for the first line here. They came out so strong. So hopefully, you know, this young group of freshmen and sophomores turns it up again for the CFM Sabres.
Yeah, a little slow start here for the Sabres. So O'Hara, Taryn O'Hara, senior, is going to get the goal at a minute 20 of the first period. And the assist going to Chloe Juleson and Gabby Thompson. And it's 1-0. O'Hara with the goal, her fourth of the year, sixth point of the season. And it's 1-0, Western Wisconsin. Now the Sabres, let's see if this lights her fire a little bit. Had it just inside the offensive zone. Now the turnaround, the intercept, and it's brought in by Chloe Juleson. She had it poke checked off her stick and fell down in the process, and it's back into the Western Wisconsin zone. CFM playing catch midway in their own defensive zone, and this one banged off the boards on the near side, angled in, and it's going to drift in behind the goaltender, Andert, brought out by Olinsky, who had been a forward, worked it back for head coach Chris Leppert, said, yeah, I'll go back, coach, and play defense, and that's where she's playing here tonight, number five for Western Wisconsin. It's out to the center stripe, hauled in there by the Sabres, and can they get some flow back into the Western Wisconsin zone? Stars will play it back for their D. Sophie Johnson ripped that one off the wall into the Sabres zone, but in transition, here comes Riley Biscuit reaching down, trying to shot. That one went wide, and it's loose inside the zone. It'll be picked up by Abby Jensen for Western Wisconsin, and they work it up to the center red line. Here is Izzy Johnson. Had it stripped as she came into the zone. In transition is Addie Biskin. She tried to walk it in, and there's a battle for it above the hash marks, above the circles, and it's going to bang off the far wall and be ripped into the zone by the Stars. They lead it 1-0. Shots 2-1 in favor of Western Wisconsin, and they lead on the scoreboard 1-0, 13:51 and counting here in the first. Now peeled off the wall, and here is Allison Zhu, who's going to bring it inside the zone. Banks this one off the wall and chips around on the near half boards. Top of the circle, near side. Olivia Hare can't find it. And here is Western Wisconsin. They'll walk it into the zone, but lost the puck in the process and an icing call right here. And so the faceoff's going to come back in the Stars zone.
You know, we saw this against the Eau Claire Stars, yep, and they had that fluke goal right away.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, but, you know, CFM Sabres responded beautifully, won the game. You know, I'm not worried at this point.
Still early on, they trail a 1-0. Face off, glove side of Andert. And this one lobbed into the right wing corner. Now it comes around. A couple of players for the Stars get on it. Back at the point is Riley Biscuit. Held it right there, lifted a wrist shot that drifted high on her. Ripped off the window behind Andert, the goaltender. And here is Kamish, the sophomore for Western Wisconsin. That one threaded through the legs of Taylor Geisler all the way into the left wing corner. And a nice move right there by Charlotte Ray to open up some time and space here. But her pass was errant, and it's going to come all the way back. She was looking for a pass back to the point, and her defenseman couldn't get to it. So an icing call right here. Now this actually is going to be on CFM. 12:50 left to go. First period, 1-0 lead for the Western Wisconsin Stars. Play games up at Somerset and New Richmond and the co-op team up in that neck of the woods. Gathered in by Zhu, but she couldn't get the breakout pass. And this one is taken by Taylor Larson. Backhanded one into the corner. They try to set something up out in front. Nice job there by Avery Lindstrom to grab the puck and move it up the ice. Lindstrom trying to work her way through Sophie Johnson. Johnson kind of stood her up, and the puck is ripped around the boards from right to left. Now moving up the ice from north to south is Sophia Johnson. Johnson on the near wing got up to the CFM blue line and stopped right there. CFM's pass is read by Izzy Johnson. She tried to carry it in, and she's got it right now. Drifts along the red stripe at center. Johnson now into the zone. Johnson shadowed by a couple of CFM players. Lost the rock. Now it's going to come into the left wing corner and taken by Gabby Thompson. Thompson cycles down low to Izzy Johnson. Here's a one-timer on the give and go. And her shot over the crossbar into the left wing corner. Just seems like CFM is kind of like a step behind here tonight, Connie.
You know, it does. They did not come out hard like I was hoping they would, and they have the last few games. That first shift was, but since then, it's just been a little lackluster, not skating to the puck, winning, not losing, or they're losing the races, excuse me.
Sophia Johnson for Western Wisconsin lobs this one in, and CFM has to retreat deep in their own zone. They got it out to neutral. Sticked away by Taylor Larson. And here is CFM. Handed off now to Charlotte Ray. Ray screams across the line into the right wing corner and then ducks underneath Aubrey Dowd. And the net came off. Dowd backed into her own cage, and that'll stop play right here. 10:48 left to go in the first.
Yeah, the ice here in Chippewa, you know, we have a little bit of a soft ice here in the South Rink. We have a chiller issue, so if anybody's interested, they can always help fund that.
Right, anybody got $1 million? We'll take it.
$1 million, $1.2 million,
please. Oh, my goodness. They've raised some money, and I see the fundraisers are out there, so they're working it hard.
They are, and it's much needed. The net comes off a lot, and that's just a symptom of the problem.
10:38 left to go. Time ticking down here in the first. And the Stars have it. Now they work it D to D. One-timer on net. And Dowd with the save. She dropped the rebound and dropped the puck and gathered it in very quickly on the shot from Lauren Quiddick. Glad to have you along on radio or YouTube TV tonight. Got more hockey on Thursday night. It's boys hocky. Chi High hosting Eau Claire North. That should be a dandy. A rivalry game. Clean win for CFM. Riley Biskin backs this one around the boards. It goes from right to left, and the scrum in the left wing corner. 10:19 left to go here in the first. Western Wisconsin's got it. Came off the stick of Quiddick. So the Stars have to retreat. That gives Taylor Geisler a chance to feather this one on net. And Ander will just hang on to this and let her coach makes some changes. Both teams changing up players right now with 10:03 left to go in this first period. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. The puck right along the blue stripe. And the Stars defensive zone, and this one's going to be lobbed in by Tessa Lysis. Trying to catch up with the puck now is
right there.
Addie Biskin, and she left her right out in front for Lysis. Backhand try on the goaltender, Andert. Yeah, and like you said, big save right there to keep it a 1-0 lead for the Stars. 9:29 left to go. Puck back in the CFM zone, and it's going to be peeled off the wall by Addie Biskin. Number six, now into the left wing corner. Lays one out in front. Nobody there for the home team. And so this one comes back to the point. Lob back in. But it's turned out to neutral ice by the Stars. Here's Riley Biskin. Cuts across the line. Biskin, top of the wheel on the left side. That one cut off. A pass down low looking for Avery Lindstrom. Cut off by Western Wisconsin's defense. He's going to come back to Biskin. Loads one up. Here is Lindstrom, and over to Olivia Hare. She feathered one off to her left for Lindstrom. And it is Allison Zhu trying to carry it out in front, and this one came in from the sidewall. Lindstrom had a chance, but again, it is covered by Andert.
Good
save
again.
And she makes the save. Yep.
But I like the pressure we're seeing here. We're playing in the right side of the ice. Getting some shots on net, some puck movement, little things to work out with the cycling here of the puck, but early in the first period yet.
Face off left wing circle, the attacking zone for CFM into the left wing corner, and we're underway again.
Here we go.
It is Madison Camish, the puck laid out in front just outside the paint. And on the half wall, it's going to be taken by Western Wisconsin. Lead pass now for Jensen. Jensen had it poke checked off her stick. And it's loose in behind Aubrey Dowd in the Sabres zone. Here's the outlet pass. And here comes Riley Biskin, the defenseman, not afraid to turn it to offense. And oh, what a shot by number 8. She got one over the right shoulder of Andert. And we're all tied at 1.
What a laser of a shot. That was beautiful. Dangled around everybody. Started at, you know, the hash marks in her defensive zone. Went all the way down. Went around a few Western Wisconsin D. Beautiful shot to finish it off. Excellent play by a junior defenseman.
I'll say, what a great shot. Man, that was just a bullet.
She released it so fast. You didn't even know she was going to shoot it. And all of a sudden, it's in the back of the net.
Yeah.
Great job.
8:52, the time of the goal for Addie Biskin. Her 12th of the year, 24th point. And she's right up there, the third leading scorer on the team. And the top scorer, Avery Lindstrom, is going to pick up a point as well on the assist. Her 38th point of the season, her 20th assist for the freshman. And she's got a legitimate chance. Well, she's probably going to hit 40 for sure. Could be in the mid-40s by the end of the season or more, the way she is scoring points this year. Two fabulous freshmen for Michaela Hogan and Zhu and Avery Lindstrom. 7:31. We're tied at 1 apiece. Similar to the Eau Claire game last week where CFM gave up a soft goal to start and then had to battle from behind and won that one 2-1. Here's Ellie Ash, the defenseman. Plenty of room to maneuver for her as Western Wisconsin is in the midst of a change here. Cross-ice pass for Olivia Hare. That one tipped aside. Here is Sloop. Comes up. Lifts one into the left-wing corner. Comes around. Lindstrom trying to get to it. And behind her is Allison Zhu. Zhu left-wing corner. And the puck loose in behind Andert into the right-wing corner. This is Sophie Johnson. Johnson bodied a little bit on the wall. And this one slips across the line. And here comes Charlotte Ray. Ray's got a player on her wing, and she was all by herself. Taylor Larson with a shot. Great, great block there on the glove by Aubrey Dowd. It flipped high in the air. I mean, Larson was just completely uncovered as she came down the slot, took a feed there, and Aubrey Dowd on that one keeps it 1-1.
Yeah, great heads-up play by Aubrey Dowd. And then I don't know who the other CFM Sabre player was that knocked it out of the air, or if it was the Stars that did that. But that's kind of scary when that puck was dangling in the air. We saw that against Derek Strong.
Yeah.
Against Memorial, I think it was.
For the boys' team.
Yes.
Avery Lindstrom to take the draw in the O-zone for CFM. And now they work it back to the D. Stepping up on the near wing was Geisler to keep the zone. Now it's going to come around to Biskin, and Riley will just kind of feather this one in the left wing corner. It's going to come around for Olivia Hare. Hare kicks this one aside, looking for some off wing help. Avery Lindstrom is there. Lindy turned, moved from her left to right. This one pops out in front of Andert. She's just going to rip it out of the air and hang on to it.
Smart play by the goaltender for the Stars there. You know, she saw that they were trying to make some passes out front. I'll just take that.
Yeah, break it up. Well, yep. Contact Chippewa Falls State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. Michelle and her team treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free quote now, michellemua.com. It's M-O-U-A, michellemua.com. Ripped up against the yellow stripe over there. And nice job by Biskin to hold the zone. Walking it in was Addie Biskin, her sister, but then had it ripped off her stick, and this one deflects back out to neutral ice. On the back check is Tessa Lysis, and into the left wing corner in the Sabre zone. 5:45 and counting left to go. First period on WOGO and YouTube TV. Back to the point. One timer. Tough one there by Lauren Quiddick. Her shot kind of bounced in front of Aubrey Dowd and tied her up a little bit. And the Sabres, or the Stars, I should say, have it. Here's Gabby Thompson, goes cross ice on the near wing, through some traffic. Everybody was looking up. On the back door was Izzy Johnson. Here's a one-timer. That one blocked out in front by Tessa Lysis, but CFM back on their heels. We're 5-on-5 hockey, but it looks as if the Stars are in a power play. 5:08 left to go. They've got it on the near wing. Now the point and a one-timer. That one hit traffic out in front. That was Izzy Johnson pulled the trigger on that shot. And this one deflects back to neutral ice. Lob in. Ashley Sloop tried to chase it down, and the seniors got it right now. Sloop backhands an outlet pass here for Evelyn Fisher. Fisher able to pump this one out through neutral ice and hauled in there by Charlotte Ray. Ray harassed by Avery Lindstrom, so gives it up on the near wing for Olinsky. Ripped around the boards from left to right, and it is going to be Olivia Hare on the back check who found the rock and dumps this one into the right wing corner. Sloop tried to get over to hold the zone. She can't get there in time. Yeah, the ref did get in the way a little bit. I should mention Ryan Dameron and Dashiell Mong, our referees here tonight. Tim Bowman. Tim Bowman is our linesman here tonight. That's our reffing crew. With 4:01 left to go in the first period. And it's going to be back in the offensive zone for CFM. The one-timer right into the big W on the chest of Sierra Andert. Off the stick of Avery Lindstrom.
Yeah, Avery is shaking her head like, ah, that was a mismarked shot there.
Yeah,
she knows.
Most goaltenders will make that save for sure.
Yes. And say thank you.
Yep, Addie Biskin trying to win this one. A draw inside the Western Wisconsin zone. This one pops up in the air and a rebound left out there by Andert. Then she pounced on it. It was about 4 feet off the blue paint. And finally she found the biscuit and jumped on it right there. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service always here for you. And our Chippewa Falls community, Luke and Dana Lucier, create personalized services to honor your loved one. Learn more at petersonvolker.com. Same offensive zone face-off here as the puck slides in on Andert. It's loose, top of the wheel on the near side. Going back for it is Taylor Geisler. Plays this one left wing corner, and it's over the stick of Riley Biskin. And it's Chloe Juleson's got it for Western Wisconsin. Geisler was back there in time, but Juleson comes up with a loose change in behind Aubrey Dowd. And CFM trying to scramble to get the puck right on the shelf. And we got a
high stick.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all right. It was going to be nice or high stick. Doesn't matter.
3:13 left to go first period. Tied at one. Western Wisconsin struck first on the goal by O'Hara. And then it was Riley Biskin with a real sizzler on her goal. And we're tied at one. 3:13 left to go, first period. Face off in the CFM defensive zone. They tried to stretch a player out, and now this one kicks around to neutral ice, and Allison Jew's got it. The freshman bodied a little bit to drop her off the puck by Camish, and it comes back out to center ice.
Here, good puck movement.
Here is Olivia Hare. Hare leaves this one off to her right for Lindstrom, a little bit behind her. Lindy came up and at least pushed the puck into the left wing corner, and Sloop's going to step up from her defensive spot. Now they lay a backhander in the low slot. That one intended for Olivia Hare. She was a bit tied up as well. Here's Ashley Jensen in transition. Jensen, left wing corner, had the puck, then was stripped with 2:25 left to go, and the break here for CFM. They can't clear it out and dumped right back in by the Stars. Down to 2 minutes and 20 seconds left to go, first period. Here are the Stars, and a backhand try. Oh, it's just a slow roller that went past the right post, left post if you're Aubrey Dowd.
Little deja vu.
Yeah, that one, sometimes the slow ones are tougher to handle for a goaltender than the quick ones. This one pinned up against the yellow stripe, right wing corner, and out of sight. Let's see if they blow it. The refs are allowing the getting the scrum a little bit and see who comes up with the puck. It's going to be brought up. Allison Jew had it. Got to the blue line. Stopped there. And this one still inside the zone. Nice job that time by Ray to at least keep the puck in the zone for a little bit. And here is Allison Jew near the end of her shift. Dropped that one off to her right. Thought her teammate was going to be there. And the puck pops over out of play here, and we might have a penalty coming up here.
I think it might be too many players on the ice.
Yeah, I wonder about... A hook on Taylor Larson for Western Wisconsin at our first power play of the night.
Yeah, you can't see down right below our booth, and I knew there was a shift change, and the puck was right there, and
I thought the same thing.
I'm a little nervous here. Hopefully it's not against CFM.
Allison was passing over here,
yes.
But she maybe there was a player out there,
extra player. Yeah, I think a player was shift changing right then.
Power play for CFM. They come in here on the man advantage special teams at 18.5 in the power play. And Western Wisconsin, 85.9 on the kill. And this one lobbed all the way down by the Stars on net. 1:15 on the game clock left to go here in the first. Tied at one apiece as the Sabres try to set up their power play. Here is Riley to Addy. Addy's got it. Jukes her way through traffic. Left wing corner now. And still with the puck. Addy Biskin looking up, looking for a play. Biskin in the right wing circle. Sends it back to Sloop. Gives it up to Biskin again. Addy in the left wing corner now will skate out. Top of the wheel. Shot taken. That one blocked by Western Wisconsin. And cleared through center. And back in the Sabres zone. 40 seconds to go in the period. 1 minute left to go in the power play. Here is Riley Biskin. Over to Sloop on the near wing. Angles this one off the boards for Tessa Lysis. And it breaks down inside the zone. For Western Wisconsin, picked up by Olinsky, and she'll play one ahead. Here is Charlotte Ray. Ray had beat the D, but coming over to help out on the off wing was Riley Biskin. Down to 13 seconds left to go in the period. This one back and forth across the blue line. Time's going to run out for CFM here in the period. Here is Sloop, crosses the blue line, but only a couple of seconds left. And there is the buzzer. And we'll have 31 seconds. And some penalties here at the end of the period. A body check on
number
Charlotte
four.
Ray
yep.
for Western Wisconsin. So she'll get a two-minute minor, and so that'll set up a 5-on-3, albeit a brief one
yeah,
here
30
in the second
seconds,
period.
That's plenty. Yeah, you know, the CFM Sabres, you could see that they were just a little, you know, it's tough when your line's out there, when a penalty's drawn, then you got to go on the power play. I think that's one time I've noticed that they were a little tired. So this would be a good break for CFM, and they'll regroup. They're a really well-conditioned team and well-disciplined team. I think it'll be good for them.
Well, they have to be conditioned because they're going to play back-to-back games here. They play tonight.
Yes.
This is a makeup game from the 21st of January. It was postponed because of cold weather. And then they have Viroqua here tomorrow night.
Yeah, and you know, a non-conference game, but Viroqua, you can never look past them. You know, they're one of the few smaller schools or smaller areas that have a team, and it's great for, you know, girls hockey.
Yeah.
They keep it growing, not shrinking. But you can't ever look past them, any of those smaller teams.
Not an easy thing, though, to do back-to-back
no.
games for high school teams.
No, not at all. Not even if you have 3-4 lines, you're still, you know, you're going all out during these games.
Right.
And it's hard on the goaltenders. You know, we saw that with the boys this weekend.
Yep.
Drew Bovald had an amazing game on Friday, and it's just, it's a lot, you know,
yeah.
for them.
Yeah, yeah, it sure is. Yeah, the boys team went down to U School and Fond du Lac and dropped both games. One was a double overtime.
Against one of the top teams
yeah.
in the state.
U
Fond du Lac's
School.
One of the best teams in the state, and they, you know, they competed.
Yep.
And it's all you can ask for like,
yeah.
the boys to do,
they,
you know, always compete.
They were practicing here today and then have a trip up to Rice Lake tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be a
and
big game.
And then we'll have their
game.
North game on Thursday.
Yeah, they have a couple of conference games here, and then I think it's postseason.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
It is. I feel like it just started.
Wow. I just thought it was my age. You know, everything
yeah.
just moves faster when you get older.
Yeah.
But this season's just flown by.
It
and
is.
And we're down to three radio games left before a playoffs, and two of those this week. So our score, 1-1. After one here, as the Stars of Western Wisconsin score first at 1:20 of the first period, and then Riley Biskin with the equalizer at 8:52 of the first, and so that's where we are right now. Similar to that Eau Claire game a week ago or last week, tied up 1-1 after one. And here the same in a big BRC battle between the two teams. And we'll take a break after one. It is the CFM Sabres 1 and Western Wisconsin 1. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO Radio and YouTube. We'll be back.
quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the Midsize SUV and the Mid-Century Modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls. Visit chippewa-auto.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
One period in the books here tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena. It's the home CFM Sabres and the Western Wisconsin Stars all tied up at one apiece. Shots are 7-7. And yep. CFM with a 5-on-3 power play to open up the second period for 31 seconds.
Yeah, huge opportunity for the Sabres to really, you know, put some energy into this game and really take it to them.
Yeah, right.
Huge opportunity.
Pull away here.
Yes. I noticed the end of the period here, the CFM Sabres are moving the puck a lot better. You know, just kind of settling in. It's almost like they had the weight of the game on them a little bit. Like, they recognize the importance of these games
right
now.
Yep.
And, you know, they're still young, so they're getting used to that pressure. And, you know, you could see that as the period went on, they're making better, smarter plays. And that was really nice to see. I actually wouldn't mind Riley.
Got Riley Biskin.
Doing a little bit more skating that puck up. She's
right.
Had some open lanes, and she kind of settles back and passes to the forwards. But it's like, you know what? You have that lane open, and you actually have more speed than they do, and it's open. It's
right.
Not like you're being the puck hog and just trying to make, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, sometimes it would be nice to see
her
do it a little
more. The green light should be on for her. She's got
yes.
such good skill.
Yes.
A hard shot. I mean, really, a really, yeah, a sniper shot. And if I were coach, I'd just say, hey, if you got an open lane, go for the hole.
Right. I mean, you want to be that well-rounded player. You're making passes, and they're passing back to you. But even that could be that give and go in the neutral zone would be a great opportunity for her to join that rush as that fourth offensive player.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, with only two lines, you almost have to look to your D to help you out a little bit in scoring.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've noticed Taylor Geisler stepping it up. You know, she's getting more comfortable with that high school game, playing the game that we all know she can play. It was just a little bit of a jump in speed, and you know they can rely on her more, which then allows their defensemen to have more opportunity to move.
Yeah, we're liking what we see here, and a little slow start for CFM, but tied it up, and let's see if they can get that go-ahead goal here with the 5-on-3 in the second period. Well, Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. It's qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Back here on Thursday night for the battle, kind of the border battle between the counties, I guess, Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire, the two closest schools, Eau Claire North and Chi-Hi. Just a great rivalry game. We'll be on the air at 6:40 Thursday night. Drop of the puck at top of the hour at 7. That'll be fun. And then back here a week from Thursday for the final radio game before the playoffs, and that's going to be the St. Croix Fusion on the 11th. I think that's Thursday. And we'll be on the air at 6:40 for the pregame show that night as we bring you hockey here on WOGO. Tomorrow night it's basketball. It's the rematch between Bloomer and McDonald, the boys' basketball teams, and that's going to be 6:55 pregame show with Caleb and Mark Maloney, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney from Chippewa Falls, coming up tomorrow night, on the 4th, and then hockey on the 6th, and Chi-Hi basketball coming up on Friday night. Busy time of the year for us on WOGO. All right, we're going to take another break, and back with the drop of the puck in the second period. CFM and the Western Wisconsin Stars here tonight. We're all tied up at one apiece. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO and YouTube TV.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Point Von Hayden's going to drive and score at the other end for the Cards, and he's fouled.
And Fournette's got a chance. Comes in. Shot! Oh, he fouled the back of the cage.
Now Claire steps in front of another pass. Pushes it ahead to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler down the lane. Count it. And one.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
It's Donation Night at Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls, February 3rd and 4th from 4 to 9 p.m. With 25% of sales donated to Homestead Elementary. Topper's makes their dough from scratch every day with fresh hand-cut veggies and piles of Wisconsin mozzarella. Don't forget the wings and topper sticks. Donation Night for Homestead Elementary is February 3rd and 4th from 4 till 9. Mention Homestead Elementary or use code HOMESTEAD on your online order. Topper's Pizza, next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls.
Greg and Connie with you here tonight at CFM Hockey at the Chippewa Ice Arena. We're tied at one, but the Sabres have a 5-on-3. It was a body penalty at the end of the period here, Connie, for Western Wisconsin. So they picked that up and put another player in the box here to begin the period.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what the CFM Sabres do, how they respond to this opportunity. At the end of the period, they're moving the puck really well, making some good passes. Some good opportunities down low, some really big saves from the Western Wisconsin Stars goaltender. Yep. I'll be excited to see if they can get another one passed.
Shots 7 apiece here in the period, and we're tied at 1 apiece here. And crowd starting to filter back in from the concession stand.
Yeah, you know, on that Thursday game versus the Stars, you know, the whole boys team was here.
Yep.
The school cheerleading squad was here.
We had
here.
A big crowd for that.
Huge crowd. The energy was really high. It was a great environment. You know, it was great for girls hockey to see that, and they had all the younger skaters here for youth night. It was really exciting, and you could feel that energy in the rink.
Yeah.
And it definitely helped fuel the Sabres.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, if you're around, come to the girls' game. It's
come
fun.
On out. We still have two periods left here for sure.
Yeah, and the girls, they play really nice, smart hockey. It's not just dump and chase.
Right, exactly. So the Stars waiting outside the ice right now at the door, just waiting to see that door open up, and there it is, and they're going to hit the ice. And here's our repping crew. And Sabres will follow shortly to get ready for the second period. 1-1 our score. Western Wisconsin opened things up at 1:20. The tally from Taryn O'Hara, a senior, one of four seniors on this team. They only have two playing, though, tonight because of injuries and illness. And the equalizer at 8:52 from Riley Biskin. The assist went to Avery Lindstrom. And that's where we are right now. And a 5-on-3. Let's see who Michaela Hogan puts out for this 5-on-3 power play. It's going to be Sloop and Riley Biskin, along with Allison Zhu, Avery Lindstrom, and let's see if Addie Biskin. Yeah, Addie Biskin's out there as well.
Yep, this is their standard go-to power play line, and a lot of talent on the ice right now.
Gabby Thompson, along with Madison Kamish and Lauren Quiddick for Chris Lepper's Western Wisconsin Stars. And here we go. About a half a minute on the 5-on-3, and Sabres get it in. And here is Riley Biskin, or Addie Biskin, pardon me. Biskin bodied a little bit, lost the rock. It drifts off to the left wing side, still held on by the Sabres. One-timer by Sloop. A hard shot. She lifted one past the right post. Down to 8 seconds to go. They got to get some wax on the goaltender right now. Some licks on her right here. Here's a shot. That one angled into the corner by Andert. And we're down to 5-on-4. And the Western Wisconsin player getting into the action now to set up the box. This one cut off by Gabby Thompson and cleared through center ice. And Sloop will have to skate back to her own zone. Minute 10 left to go on the power play. 5-on-3 is evaporated. Now it's 5-on-4. Here is Lindstrom. Her outlet pass came off the skates of Izzy Johnson. And we got a penalty right here on the Sabres as Chloe Juleson was dragged down. Probably a trip call. That's what it's going to be here. So that will equal things up. And the power play officially over for CFM.
Yeah, now it's going to be a 4-on-4 opportunity for, you know, 58 seconds. You know, you can't get lackadaisical even when you're on the power play. And that's what happens when you get burnt and, you know, you're not making hard passes, quick passes.
So 4-on-4 right here for 58 seconds, and then Western Wisconsin will have the power play. This one laid right on Dowd, just inside the blue line by the Stars, and now they're starting to wheel and deal here a little bit. There's the intercept, and that one couldn't be carried out. Swept in by Sophia Johnson. Dowd saw that one come in. She'll hang on to it for the faceoff with 41 seconds left to go in the 4-on-4. Well, you hate to see the 5-on-3 in, but it wasn't a long 5-on-3, if that's any consolation.
No, and I don't think they got a shot on net. You know, they had a couple opportunities where they made some passes wide, but just didn't connect.
Now it's gathered in by Western Wisconsin. One-timer right there on the left side by Izzy Johnson. Went wide. And CFM a little hesitant right now. Who's going to take it? Addie Biskin's got it. She'll skate past the blue line. Biskin disrupted a little bit, hassled as she came in, but still found the handle on the puck, and it drifts in behind the goaltender. Andert peeled off the wall by Western Wisconsin. Right there is Ellie Ash. Number 7 comes up, lifts a wrist shot. Ripped off the boards behind Andert. Couple of minutes into the period, we're still tied at 1 apiece, and now the Stars have the power play, their first of the night. They bring it in. Here's a one-timer off the glove of Dowd, and a big rebound left out there is going to be scooped up by Lindstrom, and she'll gun this one off the boards, and that one's cleared all the way down. 42 seconds to go in the Stars' power play, their first of the night. Riley Biskin steps up just outside the Western Wisconsin blue line and hammers that one in. Now that's brought out. Big bodies colliding out there inadvertently as Charlotte Ray ran right into a CFM player and both gals went down. 14-12 left to go here in the second period. 13 seconds to go on the power play for Western Wisconsin. And this one slung off the boards in behind Andert. And one final rush, but time running out for Western Wisconsin. Here is Izzy Johnson. Johnson dances her way up the ice, trying to go coast to coast, and got down to the hash marks, and then stopped by Riley Biskin as she came in. And it cuts off into the right-wing corner, and now picked up by Allison Zhu. The freshman tried to work her way in, but against the bigger-bodied Gabby Thompson, lost the rock, and it's going to be cleared all the way down, and an icing call right here against the Stars. 13:31 left to go in this second period, tied at 1. But when you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, good to have you along. Greg Stewart, Connie Feedy with you here. This one bounced in, a couple of bounces in on Andert, and she'll hang on to that. Sam Aberle, our grip and producer for YouTube TV tonight, and Gavin Bobey doing a great job, our radio producer back at the WOGO Communications Center. Here is Lauren Quiddick. Quiddick, lead pass here for Ashley Jensen. Jensen drifts off into the left wing corner, tries to center one up. That one just past the outstretched hands of O'Hara, who's got the goal here tonight for Western Wisconsin. And Lindstrom races across the blue line, dives into the left wing corner. Lindy's got it, works it off to her right. Here is Taylor Geisler. Allison Zhu. And this one chipped ahead for Western Wisconsin. Here they come. And a breakaway chance. This one lost off the goaltender. Oh, it's loose. Where is it? Oh, it's just wide. Aubrey Dowd did not know where the rock was, and it was left right out there in the paint, as anybody could have picked it up, but the bounces went her way. Here's a shot in transition by Allison Zhu.
Oh, my gosh.
And the puck is just bouncing all over the place, back out to neutral ice. What a flurry here, back and forth, as it's pinned up against the yellow stripe and kicked out by the Sabres.
Taylor Geisler battling.
Yeah, she sure is. And Geisler back-checking to get the puck right now. Also back-checking is Addie Biskin. Biskin trying to use her shoulder to block out the Western Wisconsin player. Biskin comes in, lifts a backhand shot on Andert. And unfortunately, nobody there for CFM to pick up the rebound. And Andert is going to hang on to that one for the save and the faceoff in her own zone. That was quite the action there, Connie.
Yeah, a little flurry of activity. I mean, Aubrey Dowd made a great save on that.
She sure did.
You know, our D got caught. They didn't transition quick enough, and they were pretty burnt. But Aubrey stood tall and got that, so that was good. But then she didn't know where the rebound went.
Addie Biskin gets it to her sister, Riley Biskin. Spins and wires one into the left wing corner in the offensive zone. Now it comes out. Backpedaling is Tessa Lysis, and knocked that one out of the air. Deep in the Western Wisconsin zone. Here's Riley Biskin. Outlet, she picked that one off, and the shot goes into the mitt of Andert, who sprung out to get it.
Smart play by the goalie again, you know, just intercepting that. You know, she had Riley Biskin had her sister just, you know, out front all alone. I think she was looking to make a pass to her, and would have been a nice sister pass there. But
we can see it all develop up here.
Yes.
If only they could get our viewpoint, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. Shots 11-11, 11:37 left to go, second period. Wogo Radio, YouTube TV. Wrapped around the boards. Hard around comes on the right side. Stepping up is Ellie Ash. And this one gunned toward the net. Cut off by Western Wisconsin and cleared out to center. And Sloop on the off wing is going to go and help out. Ashley will bank this one off the boards. And it's Avery Lindstrom who comes up with it. Turns, heads up the ice. Lindy across the line, but an offsides call right here with 11:36 left in the second period. Well, plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies don't take days off. That's why Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707, 839-0707, or go to wurzgalla.com. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. 11:20 left to go. A little clock work up here. Well, now they're adjusting the time here. All right. So a little rest for the girls out there, huh?
Yeah, you know, CFM needs that for sure.
Yeah,
so
right.
they could use that break.
Thanks to the clock guy. All
you
right.
know, it's always a home team advantage, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you got to tell the clock guy, hey, we look a little winded.
Right, yeah.
Give us a break.
So it's going to be 11:10, I think, up on the clock right here. Oh, 1:13. Okay. Okay. So 11:13, and they'll type that one in.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit again, but.
All right, referees making sure we're on the clock here at the right time. A little later start time than normal, 7:15 puck drop here tonight. So I'll be past my bedtime by the time we're done with the postgame show.
And we got it.
All right. 11:30. Okay, there we go. 11:30 up on the clock, and we're underway here in this second period. Tied at one apiece. And here is Ashley Sloop. Sloop cuts off to her right and then moves to her left. Some open space there. Guns went off the boards, and this one dropped by Western Wisconsin. And an icing call right here. It's a foot race to get to the puck between a Stars player and a Sabres player. Back there was Ellie Ash trying to put the afterburners on, and neither player could get to it, so it'll be an icing call. Back to the south end of the barn here for the faceoff. Knotted up at one apiece, and Avery Lindstrom trying to win this one in the offensive zone. Lindy against Gabby Thompson, and this one's going to come back for Ashley Sloop, and a tripping call coming up against the senior right here as soon as it's touched up by CFM. And she'll sit for 2 minutes right here.
Yeah, you know, I don't think she actually, I think she just turned and the girl stepped on her stick, but it looks really bad.
Yep.
So you're going to get that called. But let's see what the Sabres can do. You know, hopefully they kill this off, get it out of their zone. Don't let the Stars set this up. Big faceoff right now for Avery Lindstrom.
Lindstrom's pretty good at that for a freshman.
She is.
And loses this one just as I say that.
Right, we jinxed her.
Gabby Thompson's got it for Western Wisconsin. Lays one down low. She had a player parked in front of Aubrey Dowd. Izzy Johnson just right there. And good job by Aubrey to see that, to read that, and grab the puck before Johnson could turn and throw it in behind her. Same spot and same win for Western Wisconsin. They'll feather this one down low. Nice read by Riley Biskin on the pass. Got in the passing lane, intercepted and dumped it down. Minute 39 left to go here in the power play. 10:41 in the game clock in the second. On WOGO and YouTube TV, with some energy, Gabby Thompson comes across the line. The pickoff, and it's cleared back out to neutral for Izzy Johnson. Johnson banks this one off the wall. On the near wing side for Jensen. Jensen drifts into the left wing corner and lays a centering pass off the backhand. Taken by Kamish, and they'll play catch. This one back out to the point. Sliding along the blow. What a tough one. A redirect down low. Ashley Jensen below the hash marks, about 4 feet from the blue paint, redirected that one at Aubrey Dowd. How in the world did she find that for
the save? Her leg pad was just coming across, and good job, Aubrey. Coming up big already.
I'll see. Face off in the CFM defensive zone. Back there was Addie Biskin, tried to wrap that one around the wall, and Western Wisconsin got on it. Ashley Jensen hugging the fence and kept it in the zone. Jensen's got it right now. Feeds off to the right wheel for Izzy Johnson. This one deflects back to the point. Loading one up is Sophia Johnson. Sophia and Izzy are sisters. Sophia, a junior. Izzy, a sophomore. And across the line cuts Gabby Thompson. Thompson, number 8. Tight ropes along the blue line. Leaves it on the near side for Juleson. And Juleson had it picked and cleared by CFM.
15 seconds left on this kill.
They've spent a lot of time in our defensive zone, their offensive zone in this power play, but nothing to show for it yet. Down to 6 seconds to go on the power play. Here comes Gabby Thompson. Thompson with some wheels moves in, and the net came off behind Dowd. Seen that a few times here tonight, so that'll stop play as the Sabres got the 5-on-5 hockey here.
Yep, you know, you have an aggressive goaltender that's going to be playing her, you know, pipes pretty solid and pretty hard in that RVH position, and soft ice.
Yep, makes a difference.
Yes.
So the faceoff's going to come to Dowd's right.
Back
we're
at 9:04,
yep, 5-on-5 hockey here. And Lindstrom, the freshman against the junior Charlotte Ray at the dot. Left wing circle here. And Lindy this time got it to the wall, trying to push it ahead of Sloop, who's fresh out of the penalty box here. And it is Allison Jew in the right wing corner. Jew on the breakout to neutral ice, trying to hit Avery Lindstrom. And this one intercepted by Western Wisconsin. Top of the circle, left wing side is Taylor Larson. Her shot blocked. She picks up the rebound, moves it out in front. Where is it? It is shot on net by Brittany Desch as she slid just over the hash marks, and it's taken away by CFM and cleared all the way down with 8:25 left to go in the second period. Going to be hauled in by Kamish. She tried to walk it out of the zone. Had it swept off her stick and back out to neutral ice for Ellie Ash. Ellie slides over to her right. Will lob this one in right wing corner with 8:05 left to go. Shots are 15-11 in favor of Western Wisconsin, but we're all tied up. All the scoring in the first period, it's one apiece. Back out to neutral ice. Stepping up is Ash. Ellie lobbed this one in, and it's going to come back out for Evelyn Fisher.
That ref got in the way again.
Yeah, he did. Came off the referee, the linesman right there, and the referee, and it's Western Wisconsin bringing it in. Here is Desch. Desch tried to walk it in. Harassed as she came around the right wing circle. Didn't get a whole lot on it, and scooped up there by Aubrey Dowd for the save with 7:36 left to go second period. Well, both teams with some chances on the power play. CFM had a 5-on-3. Western Wisconsin just coming off a power play of their own. And this one is chipped off the glass and up and out of play through neutral ice. And a whistle stops play right here with 7:26 left to go second period. And I think the puck was out of the rink. Face off at the dot. A few feet off the blue line, Western Wisconsin's blue line. And it's going to be carried in by Biskin. She got a few feet in and had it stripped off her stick. And a scramble for it at neutral ice. Backpedaling to get it is Tessa Lysis in the left wing corner. She turns, tried to use the boards to clear up. Addie Biskin picks up the loose change, and Biskin's got it right now. Number six will retreat back behind her own goal line, stops, moves from left to right, and worked it up on the wing on the near side. They couldn't clear, couldn't get it out, and Lysis scrambles over to get it on the right wall. Lays this one into the Western Wisconsin zone. Retreating is Olinsky. Olinsky was burning some rubber trying to get up, but got to the blue line and had it stripped as she came out with 6:35 left to go. Here in the second period, trying to carry it to the hole was Allison Zhu. She got into the left wing circle and then lost the puck, and it's in the left wing corner. 6:22 left to go. And this one's going to be fed back for Biscuit. Oh, she tied up the goaltender on the right post and laid a wrist shot in that just got a piece of it. Ander just got a piece of it, and it deflected into the left wing corner. Tough shot right there. Here is a backhand try. That one went wide and ricochets into the left wing corner with under six to play here in the second period. Western Wisconsin gathers it in, looking for a breakout right here on the half wall in their own defensive zone, and they'll just clear out of gas. They're just going to take the icing right here with 5:42 left to go in the second period. Still tied at one apiece as they come huffing and puffing. To the bench, Chloe Juleson. Yeah, both teams really working it hard for that shift. So the face-off in the offensive zone for CFM here, and Addie Biskin trying to win this one. Behind her is Ashley Sloop, and she got the Sloop, not on her forehand, though. She has to retreat and can't keep the zone here. Finally caught up to it, left it off to Ellie Ash. Ash will pump one into the left wing corner to be taken by Western Wisconsin on the break right here. Nice touch pass to Thompson. Thompson underneath the defense and tripped up a little bit. We got a call coming up on CFM on the trip as Thompson.
That's really an unfortunate call. I'm not even sure Ellie Ash got near her.
I don't
she
know
lost
either.
Her edge.
I think so,
pretty
too.
Pretty clear. Yeah.
All right, they're going to call the trip. They call it anyway. Don't
yeah,
they?
I mean, he was on the, you know, we have a different view than he did, so the view he had probably did look bad, but, yeah, it is what
well,
it is.
That's why I say let us make all the calls.
Absolutely, it's going to be
do
impartial.
It right here.
100%.
Third power play of the night for Western Wisconsin. That's how they beat us the first game. They had two power play goals and a 4-2 win. And Western Wisconsin's got it right now. Aubrey Dowd going out to meet the shot. Out of the faceoff circle. And we'll rip that out of the air and hang on with 5:17 left to go. CFM needing a clear here. And they won't get it right here as this one goes to Charlotte Ray. Ray feathers a pass over to her left for Olinsky. And
here we go.
Cut off, and we got a breakaway chance. Here is Andy Biskin. Number six comes in. Oh, makes the move. Oh, just missed. The shelf on the right side. Addie Biskin would love to have that one back. She was going for a corner.
She had it, too.
And Charlotte Ray brings it into the zone.
Sure.
And Desch has got it. Here's a shot taken. And the puck, no, it's going to be washed out.
That was in the crease, for sure. Goalie interference. She couldn't move.
A hand pass, we're going to call it.
Okay. I mean, there was a lot of
it went in behind, eventually behind Dowd, but you could see it broke down, and there was a hand pass, or the net may have come off a little bit, too, as they readjust that. So it could have been different ways that
Aubrey
that one could have been washed out.
Aubrey couldn't even move. They were so far in the crease.
So the face-off should come out of the
it
zone.
It should come out of the zone, yeah. And the refs are, you know, all the way down, I believe.
Number six, yeah, it should be probably all the way down. Yeah, if it's a hand pass. Or, well, that's what they call a hand pass. Could have been a player in the crease as well.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, Aubrey Dowd with a chance there on the breakaway.
Oh, I mean,
And number six, you can almost bank it that she's going to score.
And Tessa Lises made a great pass.
Yeah.
You know, saw that heads-up play. She had her. She had her moving, the goaltender moving, but just got to finish that.
I know, finishing, right?
Yeah, I
a
mean, you know.
Big deal.
A lot of pressure when you're on that breakaway, though.
Yep. I know. 17-12, the shots with Western Wisconsin leading in that department, but we're all tied at one apiece. And the faceoff to the club side of Sierra Andert, the junior goaltender for the Stars. And here is Avery Lindstrom. She got it to the fence on the far side, trying to pick up the rebound herself, but it's going to be taken by the Stars. And here is Olinsky. Olinsky shadows
job,
the puck.
Avery.
Nice job. Yeah, Avery Lindstrom reached around and chipped the puck off her stick. And this one's going to sail into the CFM zone. Sloop gets there first. She's got the long reach, the big body. And Sloop got that one out to neutral ice. And on the glove is Charlotte Ray. Now, here is Juleson, Chloe Juleson, right wing corner. Hands it off to Olinsky, takes a shot. That one didn't get through, and Avery Lindstrom, one on two. Let's see how much she's got left in the tank. Lindy is brought down. We got a penalty coming up here on the trip, and CFM will have their second power play of the night as Lindstrom went down. She just created that penalty just out of grit and determination.
Sure did. It's taking a page out of Addie Bigson's book, just going hard, getting gritty. You know, it was almost a traveling call earlier in that shift when the Stars player grabbed the puck, took a few strides, and then dropped it. I was like, where's the call?
No.
Traveling.
It's out of sight, out of mind. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics and CFM hockey. 2 minutes up on the board, four on the game clock. 2 minutes for the penalty here. And CFM wins the draw. Riley Biskin shot ricocheted off the boards behind Andert and carried back out by Western Wisconsin. We got an icing call right here. Sloop trying to hit a teammate out of her reach and the long stretch pass.
26 seconds left on the LA Ash penalty. Then we'll be 5-on-4 with the power play.
Yeah, power play coming up. Yeah, I should say Ash is in the box here, so it isn't officially a 5-on-4 yet for CFM. And here comes Addie Biskin. Biskin puts her head down, races down the ice, lost the rock as she came into the zone, trying to catch up to it. Right wing corner for Madison Kamish. And she'll send it off to Quiddick on the near wing. CFM trying to put the forecheck on here with 3:21 left to go. We got the extra man right now, the extra player. And it's a 5-on-4 power play for CFM. That group running out of gas here. Biskin near the end of her shift. Biskin trying to get it off to her left. And Allison Zhu twisted around, couldn't find the puck. And they'll have to reset here out at neutral ice. Here's Biskin again, logging a ton of ice time. And Zhu will just dangle and try to get a nice entry into the zone. Here is Biskin. Addie Biskin reaching down. Biskin and Zhu with a chance on the left post. Biskin laid that one on the near side, but Zhu couldn't find the back of the net as the goaltender, Andert, came over to cover that post. 32 seconds left to go. Riley Biskin, the drop for Avery Lindstrom, one-timer. That one kicked in behind Andert off her stick, and this one's going to come around to Sloop. Nice keep right there. And Addie Biskin, who never sits down, has got the puck right here. Biskin rolls, and a shot taken. Avery Lindstrom picks up the big rebound and can't put it past Andert with 12 seconds left to go in the power play for CFM.
Great opportunity right there for CFM. You know, they're getting some good chances, but their goalie for the Stars, she darted across the crease there for that rebound save on Avery Lindstrom. Good
tough
job.
Goaltender.
Yeah.
12 seconds to go on the power play. 2:13 on the game clock here. And Zhu into the corner. Pins it up against the kick blade. Here is Zhu right now. Drops it back for Sloop. Loads one up. And that one kicked off a Western Wisconsin player into the corner. And the Stars have their fifth player back on. One-timer. As they waited for that Stars player to get into the action, it was Lindstrom with a chance, but she buried that right into the chest of Ander. And that will stop play here with a minute 52 left to go, second period. 1-1 our score. Both goals in the first period. And Addie Biskin, did she ever take a break off that power play? I don't think she did.
She's still out there. Yeah, she's going hard.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. Minute 46 left to go. We're at 5-on-5 hockey here. Deep in the Western Wisconsin zone.
I think Addie's going to go right from hockey season to Ironman.
Yeah, I guess. Man, oh, man. It's Charlotte Ray picks it up. Will skate in behind her tender. And then wheels and drops one around the wall. Going back, a Sloop. Off-wing help from Riley Biskin. On the back check, Fisher. Couldn't skate it up the ice, and stepping up is Sloop. She read the pass, goes into the zone. Ashley, top of the wheel on the near side. One-timer. That one is kicked into the right-wing corner by Andert. And Fisher rolling back, trying to fire one in, and it's 2-on-2. Western Wisconsin coming in. Nice poke check there by Sloop. And the puck loose along the wall on the far side. Under a minute to go here in the period. Western Wisconsin trying to score a late period goal. This one laid in but cut off by Sloop. And it's going to be dropped out there by Tessa Lysis. Here is Addie Biskin. Biskin found the loose change, and now she's going to skate across the line. Zhu comes in, trailing her, maybe looking for a drop pass. Biskin laid this one on the left post and tried to step up. There is Olivia Hare. And we're down to 20 seconds to go here. And let me have an offsides call maybe here.
Probably, yeah. Looks like it.
Okay, yep. It's going to go against CFM. Too many men on the ice here. Too many players on the ice. Yep.
The puck came right to their bench. You know, that's a tough one. Got to have that heads-up hockey not to touch a puck.
20.4 on the game clock here. We're tied at one, shots 18-17. Now CFM ahead in that department, but Western Wisconsin on their fourth power play of the night. Got to keep them out of our goaltender's mask here, out of her grill with 20.4 seconds to go. And the defensive zone faceoff for CFM. It's Ashley Jensen who's got it. Banks it off the wall. Now they work it right wing side, and a one-timer there by Izzy Johnson. Hauled out of the air by Aubrey Dowd. It wasn't going to go in, but Dowd snagged it out of the air, and why not?
Stoppage of play, yeah.
8 seconds to go in the period.
See if we can win the draw now and get possession back of this puck.
Face off to Dowd's glove side. Western Wisconsin feathers this one back for the D. That one didn't make it through traffic, but this one on right on net by Ashley Jensen.
Oh, Avery Lindstrom is hurt.
Yeah.
She's holding her. Yeah.
Holding her leg. Did you see the collision there?
I didn't, because watching Aubrey make some great saves and not sure what happened.
So we end the period. Western Wisconsin will have a minute 40 on the power play.
This is a huge loss.
Oh, my goodness.
She can't
Avery Lindstrom cannot put weight on her right leg. Wow. And the freshman holding that leg up, the team's leading scorer, is going to be helped off the ice here. Wow. I hope she can come back from this. Hope it's not too serious.
Yeah.
I don't know where the,
not
where the Sabres will,
she's not
will be
one.
Without her.
She doesn't... She takes bumps and bruises just fine. And so this is obviously something more than just your own little, like, you know, a stinger, if you will. Yeah, so hopefully it's not major incident, but we'll see.
So the lines may have to be shuffled around by Michaela Hogan here. We'll see. Lindy goes to the locker room for a little rest and have the trainer look at that here tonight. So 1-1 our score with second period coming to an end, and Western Wisconsin on their fourth power play when we open up the third period. And just when you thought maybe things are starting to turn for CFM, then we get to this power play and the injury. And
it's an unfortunate to get a bench minor, you know, too many players on the ice. I heard Coach Hogan, you know, talking to her team afterwards. If I don't say jump, you don't go, or
right.
Something to that effect.
Yep.
And, yeah, that's a you know, killer of momentum right there.
Yeah. All right, so we're still tied one apiece after two, and we will continue the third period looming here tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Shots again, 18-19 in favor of Western Wisconsin. One apiece on the scoreboard. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO at YouTube TV, and we'll be back.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Two periods in the book. We're tied at one apiece here tonight, CFM and Western Wisconsin. And a penalty at the end of the period. Too many players on the ice for CFM. Puts Western Wisconsin on the power play. Sabres cut off 20 seconds of the two-minute minor, but have a minute 40 to kill here in the third period. Hopefully they can get Avery Lindstrom, their top scorer, back on the ice. It was away from the play. I didn't see it happen, but blocked a shot apparently and has a stinger.
Yeah, that's what some of the fans had shared, is that they looked like she blocked a shot and might have just hit it in the back of the leg where there's no padding, and hopefully it is just a stinger. I'd be surprised that she would go down for something like that, but sometimes they hit just right, yep. And your nerve, your whole leg goes numb, and you just have to kind of work it out. So.
You got the pads there, but still, a hard shot can get through that.
Absolutely. You know, it only covers so much, you know.
Yeah, you played 4 years of college hockey. You take some pretty hard stingers yourself, pretty hard shots.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, yep. I think the worst one actually came in high school when I blocked it was only boys hockey back then.
Right.
A little old. But blocked a slap shot from the point, and my whole hand bruised up front and backside. It was.
Look, Mom, what I got.
Yeah, it was like three times the size of a normal hand.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. But finished
the price.
Shift, yep. So there you go.
Good. Gritty. Well, anyway, 1-1, and ebb and flow of that period, what'd you come up with? What do you think?
You know, when we're playing full strength 5-on-5 hockey, I like what I see from the CFM Sabres. They're moving the puck, they're getting some opportunities, but too much time right now in the special teams, particularly being in the penalty kill.
Yeah.
And the Stars, they run a decent power play. You know, they have a good zone entry, they set it up.
Yep.
And we've been a little timid on being aggressive. There's a few times I thought, that puck is loose. There's a battle that could happen there. And our D or our forward just kind of let them move it. And that sometimes if they're fumbling it, that's when you got to go hard.
Right, you just step up.
Yes,
that's
the time. And
counting your teammates there.
Yep. So they're playing a little conservative right now, but maybe third period here we'll get an opportunity. I mean, next goal might be the game winner.
It's huge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's Donation Night at Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls, February 3rd and 4th, coming this weekend. From 4 until 9 each night, 25% of the sales will be given to Homestead Elementary. Now, just make sure you mention Homestead Elementary or use the code HOMESTEAD when you order online February 3rd and 4th at Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls. 25% of the sales given to Homestead School. Donation night at Topper's Pizza. Glad to have them alongside us here for our coverage of Sabres hockey tonight. 1-1 our score after two. The decisive third period ahead here, and we'll be back to bring it to you. This is Sabres hockey on WOGO Radio, WOGO.com, and YouTube TV. We will return.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls. Visit chippewa-auto.com.
Well, we're tied at one apiece, CFM Hockey here tonight against the Western Wisconsin Stars in a pivotal BRC game. CFM topping the conference right now at 4-2, but they by virtue of the win over St. Croix, of the Fusion, they lead the Fusion by points right now and head-to-head action. Then Western Wisconsin comes in third, Eau Claire is fourth, and Hudson at the bottom. So you got almost a four-way tie here, pretty close four teams right there in the BRC.
Yeah, between those four teams, it's anybody's, you know, conference for grabs, depending on what happens tonight and then the, you know, next few games.
Yeah, St. Croix will be here next week, and that's a big game, but it won't mean as much if we don't win this one.
Yeah, you know, this is like last week, this is the game of the year right now. Every time it happens, this is the game of the year, and because CFM has put themselves in a position to be in a contender for the BRC title, which would be huge. You know, as Coach Hogan said, they've never won that before.
Yeah.
Even though they were state champs, they still didn't win their conference. So this would be a great, great thing for the program. You know, they're building up numbers from the youth level on up. And, you know, the program itself is going to expand next year with 11 freshmen coming in.
Yep.
So be good.
Yeah, you bet. Well, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is here to help. Located behind Burger King, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is your local choice for vehicle repair, body work, tires, and beautiful detailing. Free car wash with every oil change. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Here's the rankings for girls here. Bay Area is number one. Central Wisconsin comes in second. Superior is number three. Then Hayward, the St. Croix Fusion, and Western Wisconsin, the team we're playing tonight, is ranked sixth coming in this week. They did lose their last two games, so they're kind of living off last week's rankings there. But
yeah, you know, and they do play, like you said, a lot of those Minnesota schedules.
Tough schedule for them.
You know, looking at CFM and their schedule, they played Hayward at two close games. They played Superior to a very close game, and that was the like first game of the season. I would love to see the CFM Sabres face Superior
again. That was a 4-3 loss.
Yeah, you know, up in Superior.
Up at Superior,
right. You know, going to their rink. This is a great team, and, you know, if they can play this third period the way that the Sabres can play, the way we've seen them play, this game is theirs. They just have to stay out of the box, and they have to keep going hard. They cannot have any quit. And, you know, I've seen it a few too many times when they just aren't going full bore.
Well, we got a player in the box right now. Geisler sitting down for 2 minutes. We got a minute 39 of a Western Wisconsin power play, and it'll be interesting to see if number two is playing here.
Let's hope it was just a stinger. That's the rumor, that it's just a stinger.
I don't see her on the kill right now.
No, I see Tessa out there, which is not the normal right away, but you know what? It's she's not... You know, it's not unusual. It's just not the normal first go at it. But maybe they're giving Avery a little bit of a more of a rest. Yeah.
Addie and Riley Biskin out there. Tessa Lysis. And Sloop on the kill here. Western Wisconsin came in on the power play at 17%. And CFM on the kill at 81%.
And they've got to kill this one off.
Chris Lepper sends out his top unit, including Gabby Thompson. So his number one line's out there right now. And this one dropped back for Madison Kamish. Kamish goes rink wide. for Sophie Johnson back to Kamish, and she'll retreat and open up some space here. They bring it inside the zone. There's the INT by Lysis, and it's cleared all the way down. Minute 17 to go on the power play. The chaser is Addie Biskin, trying to work some time off the clock here as she pins it up against the yellow stripe behind goaltender
Sierra Ander.
And finally peeled off the wall, and it's cleared back out to neutral. There is Sloop. And grabs the breakout pass and drops it in. Sloop out there. There's Avery. Number two is back on the ice. Good news right there. And she poke checks the puck right off Ashley Jensen's
stick. Out there.
Tough player. Comes back on the near wing for Sophie Johnson. And they set up the power play. 39 seconds left to go in the man advantage. Just underway here in the third. We're tied at one apiece. It comes on the half wall on the far side for Izzy Johnson. Johnson dangles, now goes cross ice, picked by Riley, and this one cleared out the center again. 20 seconds to go on the Stars' power play. Avery Lindstrom with a chance, shorthanded chance, and she just shot it wide. Lindstrom, the sniper right there, saw the loose puck, picked it up, and gunned one just wide. And here is Charlotte Ray. Ray moves in, lays a soft one in on Aubrey Dowd, and she'll stick that one in the left wing corner, and the Sabres are back to five players on the ice, and Olivia Hare on the ice right now. This one is taken by Charlotte Ray, keeps it inside the zone. Ray steps up, drops it in the backhand around the corner, and Sloop is there for CFM. 15 minutes exactly left to go, third period. Tied at one apiece, brought in and trying the shot was Taylor Larson. It's picked, and here comes Olivia Hare. Hare with a chance. That went off the goaltender, Andert, and steered to the wall on the far side. It's back out to neutral ice. Stepping up is Taylor Geisler. Geisler with a fresh set of legs out of the bench here with 14:34 left to go. A scrum on the center ice wall here and kicked into the left wing corner by CFM. Lindstrom's going to sit here. Kind of a short shift for her on that gimpy leg. And Addie Biskin back on the ice. Riley with a shot right here. Biskin saw it come off the wall. Drops it down low on the give and go. Back to Biskin. Her shot just wide.
Holding here.
And, Tessa Lice is held up there, but no call. And this one is off the wall. And Geisler backpedals to get it to keep it inside the zone. Addie Biskin races into the right wing corner. Here is Tessa Lysis, backhands a centering pass there. Got off to the wall on the far side. Sloop steps up to the wall, dumps it in. And stepping up is Evelyn Pischer. Got her skates on it, but couldn't get it onto the blade. Here is Addie Biskin. Biskin, left wing circle, takes a shot. And Andert able to see that one as she came in and smothers that one. And hangs on for the faceoff. 13:34 left to go, third period.
Yeah, I like how the Sabres came out. They killed that penalty, and now they've been getting that puck moving in the offensive zone, getting some opportunities, missing the net a couple times. But, you know, they're trying to bring the puck to one side and shoot to the other side and just missing that.
Lindstrom with the clean win, got it back for Ellie Ash, banks it off the wall. They look to throw in between the circles, but the pass was cut off, and this one through the legs of Ash, and it's going to go deep in the CFM zone. And it's going to be taken now by Allison Zhu. Zhu breaks it out, works it off to the right for Olivia Hare. Hare into the zone. Her pass knocked aside in the left wing corner. Can come back to Sloop. One-timer, wide of the cage. Kicks off the inboards hard. Backpedaling is Hare, and this one slips out to neutral ice, flagged down by the Sabres. They got it to neutral ice, but it's going to be taken by Sophia Johnson. Johnson looks up, finds Izzy Johnson. Sophia to her sister Izzy. And this one inside the zone is going to be taken by the Sabres. Allison Zhu found the loose puck and fired one wide, and Zhu's got it in the corner. Zhu ran that one up against the wall. Riley Biskin steps up. But off-wing help right there by Taylor Geisler. Good job by 10. And Addie Biskin rolls into the zone and had it stripped. Here is Riley with 12:17 left to go. And an offsides call right here against Western Wisconsin. So it looks more and more like this is going to come down to a one-goal game again here.
It sure does, you know, and the same thing as earlier in the game, 20-20, shots on net, goals 1-1.
Yeah.
Dead even across the board.
Good job, I think, by the goaltenders. It's not so much no offense. I think the goaltenders have played really tough here tonight.
They absolutely have for both teams.
Here's a one-timer. Taylor Larson found it, went to her forehand, rifled that one over the crossbar. Western Wisconsin gathers it in. They've got it. Now it's loose, and here comes CFM. Lead pass for Pischer. Pischer across the line. Backhanded one intended for Addie Biskin. Biskin found it in the right wing corner, though, as Western Wisconsin's D carried it deep in the zone. Now she lost it, and it's loose. And here comes Western Wisconsin. Odd man rush developing. Here is Taylor Larson. Larson comes in and guns one over the left post. Ricocheted hard off the window. So they're both teams kind of missing the net here a few times. Trying to find a corner.
Yeah, you know, the goalies are doing a good job cutting down the angles. And that's when you're going to see them missing the net like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, this one chipped into the CFM defensive zone here. Shots even at 20 apiece and the score even at 1 apiece. And the Sabres throw it back out to neutral. Taken there by Quiddick. Quiddick cycles this back off to her right. Ooh. And it's going to come back out to neutral as Ellie Ash trying to play catch with Sloop, and Ashley a little close to her that time. Here is Quiddick. Turns, fires one on the left side, comes right back to her, so she's going to go on the near wall. Nice back check by Sloop to cut off the play by Western Wisconsin with 10:29 left to go. And in transition, here comes Avery Lindstrom. Tries to body that one in. Lindstrom with the gimpy leg, still playing hard, and works it back on the near side for Olivia Hare. Hare walks it to the top of the circle, then lost it, had the shot knocked down. And here is Desch. She brought that one in. It kind of drifted toward the net. So it's going to be cut off and smothered on the glove side by Dowd with 10:06 left to go here in the third period. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. We're at the 10-minute mark left to go here, tied at 1 apiece. Addie Biskin dropped this one in and then trying to chase down the puck herself into the left wing corner. Behind her is Pischer. Evelyn off to the right, trying to flag down the rock, and it's going to come back out for Riley Biskin. Turns and chugs it in the left wing corner, and Western Wisconsin's got it on the break right now. They work it up to the point, can't get it up, and Riley Biskin's got it right here. We'll angle that one in around the boards. Rips around from right to left on the half wall right now. And Western Wisconsin, another odd man rush as Geisler stepped up. Here's a shot taken. Oh, the save made by Dowd. And she pounces on the rebound.
Great job. You know, Riley Bixton did a great job on that two-on-one. She's done a great job all game. And then Dowd, great legs, pad save, and covering up that rebound.
9:15 left to go here. Next goal is going to be huge, as there's not been any scoring since the first period. And here's a one-timer on net. Down. Saw it. And
made the smart play. Just yep. Gloved that out of the air. Called that play dead so we can get a regroup here and hopefully win this faceoff, get control of the puck.
Western Wisconsin's got a player down. That's Gabby Thompson. And she gets up slow here and going to stay out on the ice, I think, here. 9:07 remaining here in the third. WOGO at YouTube TV. Cleared out by CFM and hauled in at the blue line. Her own blue line is Sophia Johnson. Johnson dumped that one in, but it's taken by the Sabres. And, again, cleared right to Sophie Johnson. Johnson turns, rips it ahead for Chloe Juleson. Juleson into the zone, but they had
we'll
a player already
offsides.
Already in the zone on the near wing.
Yeah, she was coming in with a lot of speed, and a lot of Sabres were flat-footed, and who didn't like that? The optics weren't good, so I'm glad that they went offsides.
8:43 left in the third at the dot, just below our broadcast booth here. Addie Biskin against Taylor Larson, and here is Riley Biskin. Biskin walks it across the line, now moves into the left-wing corner. Riley angles this one around. Cycles it to the right wing corner. Tessa Lysis trying to find it. Lysis got it right now. Works it to Addison Biskin. And this one fired around for Geisler on the near side. She'll step up top of the wheel on the near side. Addie Biskin. A bulldog down there. And off to her right is Tessa Lysis. Lysis trying to find it. Along the yellow stripe down there. The kick blade. And it's going to be peeled off the wall by Western Wisconsin. Now they work it out. And here is Camish. Pardon me, Taylor Larson, who's got it from Western Wisconsin. She brought it in. Had a poke check off her stick. And going the other way is Addie Biskin. Biskin kind of by herself as CFM was in the midst of a change.
Yeah.
Evelyn Pischer down there as well. And ripped off the wall by Charlotte Ray. That one's going to be coming around all the way out to center ice here. 7.5 left to go in the game, at least in regulation. Here is Avery Lindstrom. Lindstrom jukes around one player and lost it out in neutral for Gabby Thompson. Thompson brings it in, cuts through, splits through a couple of D. Thompson, right wing side. Her pass was knocked down. And turning it back the other direction is Allison Jew. Jew's got Olivia Hare on the right side. Drops it behind the net for Hare. Olivia bodied up a little bit. Harassed as she tried to come up with the puck. And now it's brought back by Jew to the point. Oh, a miscommunication right there between Ellie Ash and Sloop. And it's going to be taken by Ashley Jensen. Jensen comes in, drops one toward the net. And Ash ran into her goaltender and both got kind of tied up in one another. But some off-wing help right here by Sloop to get the puck up the ice for Olivia Hare. Hare comes in, fires one. She'll peel off on the change, and this one right on. So Andert's going to hold on to the biscuit right here with 6:28 left to go, and we're still tied at one apiece. End-to-end action here. Both goaltenders coming up big tonight.
Absolutely.
And here is Addie Biskin. Number six rolls that to the front of the net, but cut off there by the Stars defense, and they clear, but that's going to be an icing call right here. Buckets tomorrow night. It's the rematch. Bloomer boys visiting McDonald. 6:55 pregame with Caleb and Mark tomorrow night. And we're back here on Thursday night for boys hockey. Chi-High and Eau Claire North after the Cards beat the Huskies down at Hobbs earlier this season. Centering pass for Evelyn Pischer. Couldn't track it down. It comes back to the point for Riley Biskin. Her one-timer drifts into the right-wing corner. Here's Tessa Lysis, cycles that. And Western Wisconsin will carry it out of the zone. Here's Taylor Larson. Larson throws it ahead for Chloe Juleson. Came off her tape and into the left wing corner. 5-5-5 up on the board as we tick it down here in the third period. It's going to come back to the point. Loading up a shot was Annika Olinsky. And that went off Aubrey Dowd into the left wing corner. Addie Biskin's got it now. Biskin up the ice. Evelyn Pischer trying to keep pace with her. Biskin into the zone. Shoots a low one on the ice, hoping that Pischer could get to it, but it's scooped up, cut off by Andert. She'll force the faceoff in her own defensive zone. 5:32 left to go here in the period. Avery Lindstrom to take the draw after taking a hard shot and a stinger at the end of the second period. Back out there. And Sloop couldn't get to the puck in a race right now. Sloop against Ray. Ray beats her. And a shot taken. And the save made right there by Dowd. And man, oh man, Aubrey Dowd has come up huge here. I think she was trying to go five hole. Dowd cut that off.
Yeah, she was definitely trying to go five hole. Dowd went down. Looked like it might have even got, Dowd might have got a little stinger
on
that one.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, but goalies, you know, they're used to that.
5:22 left to go in the period. And this comes out.
Two on
and
one.
And here's Allison Zhu. Zhu moves in. Behind her is Olivia Hare, but Zhu tried to dangle into the left side of the circle, and the puck came off her stick, and a scramble for it, and Zhu's got it right now out of the left wing corner. She's going to try to carry it, put it on her forehand, and Olivia Hare's got it right now. Feed Zhu. And she tried to turn and rip one toward the cage and fell down in the process. And Zhu, you can see her tank is empty right now as she's near the end of her shift. Here comes Sophia Johnson. Cuts across the line, launches one in on Dowd with 4:40 left to go. Zhu's still out there. And it's going to be picked up by the Sabres and carried out by Olivia Hare. And she'll come off to the bench after dumping that one in. Got across the red line with 4:25 left to go here. Riley Biscuit tried to carry it in, and it was disrupted. Biscuit, good job there. Just kind of get in the face of a Western Wisconsin player without drawing the penalty. Here's Ellie Ash. Ash carries it around from left to right. Sabres can't get it out, and it's picked off, and a one-timer there by Desch. It wasn't going to hit the net, hit the back of the net, but good job by Dow just to grab that puck and give her team a rest here with 4:02 left to go.
Absolutely. Needed that line change here. You know, you call those blue line goals when they capitalize on that, but you get the opportunity for the winger there to get the puck out of the zone. And, you know, you get that turnover instead, and now you got a shot on net. Never good.
Yeah. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and YouTube TV tonight. And the faceoff in the Sabres zone. Left out to the left post, but cleaned up there by Addie Piskin. And they go rink wide and throw it in the zone. Kira Daniel now getting a shift for Michaela Hogan. Number 19's out there. Daniel pushed down. No penalty, though. And it comes back to the point. Here is Sloop. Goes cross ice for Riley Biskin. And Izzy Johnson trying to read that one on the takeaway, and this one's going to come back out to neutral ice in the center circle for Riley Biskin. Sabres turn, play it into the zone, and it's kicked right back out again with 3:13 left to go. And here is Avery Lindstrom, number two, out there. Centering pass for Allison Zhu. Comes back to the point. Sloop there with a shot that was blocked, and it goes into the left wing corner for Annika Olinsky. She'll burn this one around the boards, and it's in the left wing corner. Stepping up is Riley Biskin. And Sloop tried to help on the off wing as Biskin lost the puck, and Western Wisconsin's got it in the zone with 2:40 left to go here in the period. Sloop rotating back now, left wing corner. And the breakout pass right here into the skates of Lindstrom. She got it to her stick, off her skates, and Lindy trying to track it down inside the zone. And here is Tessa Lysis. 2:22 left to go in regulation. Pischer in the left wing corner. Now back to Riley Biskin. Loads one up off the stick of the goaltender and hits the net behind her with 2:13 left to go in the game clock here in the third period. Well, the teams look like a couple of fighters who have worked nine rounds and just
looked
exhausted.
Absolutely.
2:13 left to go. Offensive zone faceoff for the Sabres. Here is Addie Biskin. She just keeps working and working the ever-ready battery out there. And Biskin's got it on the half wall. Pops up in the air. And this one loose in behind Andert, the goaltender. CFM trying to keep the forecheck going here, and an icing call coming up on Western Wisconsin is going to give CFM an offensive zone faceoff.
I'm glad they didn't connect on that pass. They're trying to stretch the ice, and number eight for Western Wisconsin Stars, a good player, would have had a breakaway on that.
Riley Biskin peels off. Ellie Ash will take her place. Sloop still out there for CFM. Lindstrom's line on the ice. Allison Zhu off to her left. Addie Biskin
out
there. And Addison drops this one in for Zhu. Zhu trying to win the physical battle down low. Addie Biskin came over to help out and sweeps this one in the left wing corner. Here is Zhu. Zhu got in the face of the Western Wisconsin player on the breakout. This one's going to come to the blue line. Ash stepped up. We got an odd man rush developing for Western Wisconsin. They feed Dash, and she scores. Well, they took a chance defensively, and they got burned. And with a minute 24 left to go on the game clock, Western Wisconsin
scored
the go-ahead goal.
Yeah, it started in the offensive zone. They were only putting one player on the forecheck. It was confusing why they didn't have two going hard, F1, F2, F3 up high.
Yep.
And that's how they got that break. And then a D got burnt on the blue line, and yeah. Timeout for CFM Sabres here. They're going to pull their goalie, try to get it in deep, but
Brittany Desch with the goal. And the assist going to Charlotte Ray and Izzy Johnson at 15:36 of the third period. So a timeout here for Michaela Hogan. And we'll take a 30-second break back in half a minute. This is Sabres Hockey on Wogo and YouTube TV.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Oh, tough goal absorbed by the Sabres here. And they trail 2-1 on the tally by Desch for Western Wisconsin, her second goal of the season. And it is 2-1. And Michaela Hogan's called her timeout, trying to see if she can draw something up to tie this one.
Yeah, you know, they're going to have to be much more aggressive than they were on that last shift where they only had one forechecker going low. They weren't running a 1-2-2. They just... The second F2 forechecker was off to the side behind the goal line. It was like, what is going on? And they were trying to set it up before they even had possession. And I think they got a little ahead of themselves. And then the puck, you know, came out. D got burned. And now there's an odd man rush. And they played it really well.
All right. So let's see. Dowd's going to stay out there right now. As soon as they can get some the puck in the
Stars are going to want to get
Stars zone, then Dowd can come off, but they've got to get it into that zone, and it's up to Avery Lindstrom to start something out here. Lindstrom against Taylor Larson, but Sloop has got it, and she'll throw
in,
and Dowd's got to come off. No, an icing call. She was just beyond, maybe a foot beyond the red center stripe here.
For one of your senior defensemen not to get on him, but you've got to know that.
Yep.
You've got to get past that red line
to do that. Absolutely.
That's just... wish they could do that redo. I'm sure they're all like, what was I thinking?
1:17 on the game clock. The faceoff to the left of Dowd in her own zone. And
another good faceoff win.
Yep. Now they get it out to neutralize, but Western Wisconsin's Camish just happy to pump it back in again. 1:07 left to go here on the game clock. 25-21, the shots in favor of Western Wisconsin. They lead it up on the board as well. Dowd hanging tough. She can't hit the bench here, and she angles that one in the left wing corner off the shot from neutral ice from Western Wisconsin. 47 seconds left to go. Sabres need to get the puck the other end of the barn here.
They haven't even touched the puck besides that one icing.
Taylor Larson with a shot for Western Wisconsin. And Addie Biskin can't clear it out. We're down to half a minute left to go. And
here
Madison Camish stepped up, but here comes Zhu. Zhu trying to pass it over to Addie Biskin, and it's going to be taken by Western Wisconsin. Here is Riley Biskin. Riley turns one toward the net. That one angled into the corner
the
by Ander.
Girls. Come on.
You got to step up. Here is Sloop with a chance. Came off the inboards. And Lindy has got it. Lindy lost the puck. It's behind her. Now it's left out front, and a shot just went wide off the stick of Obelia Hare into the right wing corner as time runs out here. And Western Wisconsin beats CFM by a 2-1 count. Shots 26-22. And they win up on the scoreboard, the shot total and the game total. And take this one 2-1. So they sweep the season series from CFM, winning 4-2 back on the 5th of December, and 2-1 here. A couple of close games. Unfortunately, I mean, this one went down to the final minutes of this game, and CFM's going to take the loss here.
Yeah, I think there's some valuable lessons that they have to learn here about staying aggressive the entire game. You know, they know it. You've seen it from in the last few games. The energy just seemed a little less tonight. It is odd to have a Monday night game for sure. You don't skate on Sunday. I don't know if they skated on Saturday. So they could have potentially had two nights off and then boom, game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that does, you know, change the dynamics a little bit.
Well, a tough one. I mean, there's still games to play here.
Absolutely. And market improvement from the beginning of the year when they played them, you know, the shots on net were, you know, lopsided when they played the Stars. This time, I think they were pretty equal, and the score was almost equal. So, yeah, you know, that is a good improvement there.
This game could have gone either way. I think both goaltenders played very well, but Dowd, you know, it was a odd man rush, and she made a lot of saves tonight, but that one
sure
she couldn't
did.
Make.
Yep.
So, unfortunately, CFM loses this one. They even up their record at 10-10. They are 4-3 in the BRC, and Western Wisconsin at 9-11-1, and 4-2 in the Big Rivers Conference. And now CFM's got to come back here and play a game tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think they'll be all right. You know, coming back tomorrow night, kind of regroup, learn some things. They're going to be hungry. They're going to be mad. You know, they're going to come back pretty hungry, I think,
tomorrow.
Use
that energy. Use that anger.
Use that to fuel the fire.
And win a game here. But unfortunately, this one goes the way of Western Wisconsin, and they win this one by a 2-1 count. Michaela Hogan up here with us. And, Coach, didn't end the way we had hoped it would end here tonight. That was – well, one thing I'll say, it was great to see number two. Great to see Avery back out there after she limped off the ice at the end of the period.
She just took a puck in the calf, just cramped up. She's fine.
Well, what can you say about this one? It was deadlocked at one apiece, and they got that odd man rush here in the third period and won it.
Yeah, it was a bummer. We had been outplaying them for a couple minutes there where you just felt like once something had to give, but they bent a little bit, wouldn't break, and first chance we gave them, they capitalized.
Yeah, I noticed that the forecheck, you know, you had F1 going hard and F2 was off to the side, you know, and then the D kind of got burnt. But it was just kind of like that one shift just fell apart, you know.
Yeah, our weakness on our forecheck is definitely the rotation. Our F3 attacks the boards, and then a recovering F1 or F2 from the previous rotation struggles to get back into play. Don't want to get in the weeds too much, but we've been battling that all season, and they took advantage.
I mean, I think a bright spot, you can't overlook the fact that beginning of the year when you guys played them, the shots on net were not equal. They're pretty lopsided. Yeah. The score wasn't as close. I mean, this certainly, against one of the top teams in the state, is a really good showing for your team, a young team. So you can't, you know, get two down, you know, coming in a 2-1 loss, late loss.
Yeah, the problem is we'd like to consider ourselves one of the top teams in the state. So you have to beat the top to beat the top.
Yeah.
It's a much put together a much better effort than we did last time around, but we got speed bagged for the first five or six minutes of this one, and then we didn't stay out of the box for a good spread. It's really hard to play offense when you're constantly a man behind.
Yeah, the similar to the Eau Claire game, we kind of gave up a soft one in the first period, and that put us down right away. We tied it up again, but you were fighting from behind the whole night.
Yeah, and I would say it didn't exactly feel like that. I think that we've got enough confidence in ourselves now where one puck goes in, we know it doesn't mean the game's over.
Yep.
That's definitely an improvement from earlier in the season where we deflated so easily. I wasn't surprised that we responded in a timely manner. And then, you know, I think we kept the pressure. I think through 2.5 periods, it was a very tight hockey game.
Yeah.
Big chances both ways. And like I said, they capitalized on their last one, and that's what's important. And then they did a great job of not letting us out of the zone with a minute and a half left. That was very disciplined hockey on their part.
Yeah, they sure did. Aubrey tried to get to the bench, and she couldn't because we couldn't get some get the puck deep in their zone. Aubrey played well tonight.
Absolutely.
Turned out to be a pretty good goaltender battle here tonight.
Yeah, Aubrey's sick as a dog, too. She texted me today and said she probably shouldn't be in school. She was sick on Friday, sick all weekend. I told her she had to have a Jordan flu game. She didn't know what that meant because she's young. She looked it up and said, I'll try, coach.
Yeah, whatever that is, I'll do it.
She still
she did it
a little bit there, yeah. I mean,
she
got no qualms about what she's doing in the net at all. She faced a couple 2-on-1s, a couple breakaways. And,
some
great
saves in there.
Yeah, we're really confident about what we have on the back end.
Absolutely. It was just, a bummer of a game. Hopefully, kind of want this one back, I bet. But hopefully the girls use this to, as fuel for momentum tomorrow. Game right away. It's also weird to have a game on a Monday. They might not have skated all weekend, and then boom, game. Big game.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. We talked about it Friday. Luckily, we won last Thursday, which made Friday better. And then we just couldn't get on the ice this weekend. You know how ice schedules are.
Yeah, sure.
In the middle of the season or towards the end of the season. So, fortunately, we didn't get on the ice. They got up. They got active. I think they still played a nice game,
Yeah.
I don't think it bugged us much. But, yeah, now we play Rocco tomorrow, senior night. So, hopefully, we can put a good showing on for that and then have a practice and then have another game. And, we're in the grind here to end it.
We'll be back with you on the radio with the Fusion. And it'd be great to win that one. What's it boil down to now?
Us winning.
Okay.
We have Cooley Region Thursday, so they're a section team. And then we have Fusion after sectional meeting. I think tomorrow there's a couple hockey games tomorrow and Thursday that mean a lot as far as seeding goes. They mean a lot. The conference is still really up for grabs. I think they bump ahead of us here with our loss today. But.
Yeah.
It's coming down to the end, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We got to do our job. We take care of ourselves, good things happen.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good luck tomorrow night. We'll see you here next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Mikayla Hogan, head coach of the Sabres. Tough night for her and for her team, but they played hard. Man, I got to give a lot of credit to this team. They just keep coming. Their bench is short, but some of those players are out there for long stretches without going to the bench and taking a break.
Yeah, like I said, they're going to go from hockey season to doing some Ironmans, and
they
are just endurance athletes. And it's you don't realize watching hockey, if you haven't played it, that you are sprinting everywhere you're going, and it is just exhausting.
Yeah.
And there's nothing else like it. I've run a marathon, I've been in shape, and I've gone and played a pickup hockey, and I'm dead. I can't do this.
Oh, man.
You got to give those athletes credit for just how conditioned they are.
That is for sure. All right, we have our Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service and affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. And we'll do that when we come back. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO and YouTube TV. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents' Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Well, a tough night here for CFM hockey as they lose to Western Wisconsin by a 2-1 score. And our post-glass mirror post-game show for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call post-glass and mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. CFM trailed right away in the minute 20 of the first period. Western Wisconsin with a goal from Taryn O'Hara, the senior, one of two seniors playing for them. They have four on the roster, but only two playing tonight because of injuries and illness. And Chloe Juleson, the assist, along with Gabby Thompson. Riley Biskin, though, tied it up at 8:52 of the first. It was Biskin fed by Avery Lindstrom at 8:52, and she just pumped one right in. And just a blistering shot, a screamer right into the net behind goaltender Sierra Andert. And that made it 1-1. And then the game winner at 15:36 of the third period, it was Brittany Ditch as they caught us a little shorthanded. Our defense stepped up, and they had the odd man rush, and Ditch scored, the assist going to Charlotte Ray and Izzy Johnson, and that's how it ended, 2-1. Shots again, 26-22 in favor of Western Wisconsin. And then the 2-1 win here for Western Wisconsin. So our Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap, we'll do that for you in just a moment. This is our postgame show as CFM loses to Western Wisconsin 2-1, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
It's donation night at Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls, February 3rd and 4th from 4 to 9 p.m. With 25% of sales donated to Homestead Elementary, Topper's makes their dough from scratch every day with fresh hand-cut veggies and piles of Wisconsin mozzarella. Don't forget the wings and topper sticks. Donation night for Homestead Elementary is February 3rd and 4th from 4 till 9. Mention Homestead Elementary or use code Homestead on your online order. Topper's Pizza, next to Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Point, yeah. Von Hayden's going to drive and score at the other end for the Cards, and he's fouled.
And Fournette's got a chance. Comes in. Shot! Oh, he fouled the back of the cage.
Now Claire steps in front of another pass. Pushes it ahead to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler down the lane.
And one!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
Post-Class Amir postgame show tonight as CFM loses their 10th of the year. They're 10-10 overall and 4-3 in the BRC, dropping this one 2-1 to Western Wisconsin. And time for our Names You Know stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Bank Urbanizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Nice goal here tonight from Riley Biskin as she picks up her sixth of the year, her 14th point of the campaign. And that was at 8:52 of the first to tie it up. The assist went to the gritty Avery Lindstrom, and it sounded like this. Jensen had it poke checked off her stick, and it's loose in behind Aubrey Dowd in the Sabres zone. Here's the outlet pass, and here comes Riley Biskin, the defenseman not afraid to turn it to offense, and oh, what a shot by number 8. She got one over the right shoulder of Andert, and we're all tied at 1.
What a laser of a shot. That was beautiful.
Yes, it was beautiful, but unfortunately, didn't carry over to the end of the game because Western Wisconsin scored that game winner at 15:36 of the third from Brittany Desch, and that's how it ended 2-1. So we'll come back and look at our sports calendar, set you up for the rest of the week when we come back on our Post-Class Amir postgame show here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO and YouTube TV. We'll be back.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls, visit chippewa-auto.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
Post-Class Amir post-game show, CFM drops to 10-10 with the loss here 2-1 to Western Wisconsin. They are 4-3 in the BRC. Tomorrow night, it's high school basketball, the rematch. McDonald Max boys hosting Bloomer, 6:55 pregame show tomorrow night here on Logo and YouTube TV with Caleb and Mark. And we'll be back here, same spot, on Thursday night for boys hockey. The Chi High Cards host arch rival Eau Claire North, the battle for the tool case. And we'll be here for that, 6:40 for Cardinal Countdown pregame show. And then back here next week for the concluding game for CFM before the playoffs. That's the St. Croix Fusion ranked team. And we'll have that for you at 6:40 next Thursday here on Wogo Radio for our pregame show. Want to thank our great crew. Sam Aberle here with YouTube TV, manning that, doing a terrific job. And Gavin Bovey, our producer for radio, back at the Communication Center. I'm Greg Stewart for Connie Feedy. Thank you for joining us from the Chippewa Ice Arena, and we'll talk with you on Thursday for Chi High Cardinals hockey here on Wogo. This has been a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from the Chippewa Ice Arena.
WOGO, your sports station.
CFM Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Czech Law Office, Dave Czech Attorney, Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to Sabres Hockey on WOGO Sports. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.